M4 WHM Mobile.
BWO listening. 4 BWO monitoring.
HKX, KN4 BWA. 4 DKW, KN4 BWA. Get you, try it again.
WA, KB2HXS.
Good, how you doing, buddy?
Staying warm, how about you?
Wife works for an orthopedic clinic, and I had to take her into work. They open up at 9, so you know how it is for medical. So anyhow, I'm headed back to the house to get my neighbor unstuck. So it looks like this winch I put on the front of my truck is going to come in pretty handy.
Yeah, my driveway is iced over, so I'm staying put for a little while until it melts.
Bit of a cold, too.
Just kind of waking up, putting the coffee in this morning.
Okay. Well, you give me a holler if you need some help getting up out of there now.
Okay. We've got everything we need. We're good. Plenty of gas in the generator, but that never happened, so we got lucky there.
Well, you know how it is. Around my place, Big Daddy's always the one that's prepared. So my son-in-law come running over to the house. Hey, let me borrow that 7,000-watt generator just in case. My other son-in-law comes running up to the house. He says, hey, let me borrow that 7,000-watt generator. I said, sorry, bud, you're late. I got a 2,500 I'd like to borrow. Well, that'll work. So anyhow, I managed to keep my 8,000-watt, and I'm glad none of us needed them.
Kind of surprised, really. I mean, with all the, you know, the wind that they were forecasting and whatnot, you know, we were watching pretty nice, all, you know, the trees and the branches and everything, like, wow. But we didn't need ours either. We got pretty lucky.
My son-in-law lives over at Lake Bowen, and lots of tons and tons and lots of trees over there, and I figured for sure, you know, every time it blows a little bit, they're out of power. I figured he'd be the one that would really need it. But they managed to come through without having to fire it up, so that suits me.
Cranked mine up Saturday morning. I pulled it out of the garage and cranked it up. I have an 8,500, or 8K, and we brought it up from Florida to Generac. So we brought it up from Florida, and I cranked it up and let it run for a little bit, and she ran just fine, so I was prepared.
Is it a portable?
Oh, yeah, it's a portable.
So it's 8K continuous?
I think it's 8,500, and then I'm not really sure. It's probably like 75 continuous. I'm not really sure. But it did us really well in Florida.
Yeah, well, guess where I was on Thursday afternoon?
Where were you? Florida? Well, what the heck you doing down there?
Suntanning and making sure that I don't get harpooned.
I meant about the harpooning, but whatever. Yeah, we, like I say, we're pretty prepared here. We had, my wife went out and we, you know, she filled up the cupboard, all kinds of dry foods and stuff. Plus I have natural gas at the house, so, you know, we had the ability to cook, you know, come heck or high water if we lost power. KB2HXS, from the home front.
Yeah, well, shoot, man, since you're gas heat, that 7,500 watt would power your whole house.
Oh, I don't have gas heat yet. I still got a heat pump, and I want to change over to gas. I'm just waiting for an opportune moment to purchase the equipment and install it. I got to install. I got to run a gas line up the side of the house, and I got to put a vent through the roof. I got to put that B vent through the roof. I just haven't done that yet. Until I figure out where I'm going to put it up in the attic. I'm just going to replace the heat pump. I'm going to keep the condenser and just replace the air handler, make it a gas system. But yeah, absolutely, because the blower motor only runs 110 volts.
All your really professional chefs and cooks all use gas. They don't use electric. And, man, I tell you what, I love cooking on gas.
It's great. We've had gas, we had gas stove in Florida. You know, it was propane down there, but, you know, I think we filled it up once a year. You know, it was a big 700-gallon tank we filled up. But, yeah, our gas usage up here, I think it's like between 15, I think it was $17 for December. That was my bill, my gas bill for December.
So then your water heater?
No, that's just the stove and the oven. I'm gonna convert the water heater eventually, but I want to do the heat first.
Hey, something. A heat pump works. It works okay. But there ain't no heat like what comes out of the vents on a gas furnace, man. That air's nice and warm. It feels so good.
I know. Believe me, I'm going to do that. I just... you know, when finances allow, I'm going to go and get the equipment and put it in.
I could do that up at the house, but there's no natural gas lines out there, and I'm not going to put in a tank. Man, have you seen what the price on propane has done?
That's why I don't have propane at the house. But when I found out last year that I had natural gas in the street, man, I jumped for joy. I'm like, hey. I called up CPW and said, get over here and put this gas line in. I don't care what it costs, but get it in here.
Yep. Well, in the meantime, I'm headed up Asheville Highway, 176. Just about to come up on 26. And there's still some really nice ice patches up through here, man. Phew!
Listen, Steve, I got to roll. I got to go take care of Mom. She's just getting up. I got to go fix her breakfast and whatnot. Well, I will talk with you later. CAN4VWA, KB2HXS. I'll be listening out for a while.
Dick, link sausage and lightly toasted wheat bread with just a very light glaze of real butter. And I'll be over in about 5 or 10 minutes.
I'll put your order with my wife. See how close she can get with that. See you later.
Later, guy. KN4VWA. Mobile and clear.
KN4VHM monitoring.
WHM KN4VWA. Steve on this end.
This is Bill. KN4WHM. Out of Hartwell, headed toward Athens. So far, the roads are pretty good. I heard you just say there was some ice on 26, or almost on 26. So, don't get caught up in that and spin out.
Well, highway headed back into Inman from 26. I didn't actually get on 26. I would imagine 26 is fairly clear. They work on it pretty hard. But 176 is open, too. It's not bad, but there's just... patches of ice in it where if you're just careful, you know, you just roll right on. So how is Hartwell doing? How much did they get down there?
1.5 inches in Hartwell. That wasn't nothing. Biggest thing is I forgot to go out and stretch it off my work vehicle, and I had to thaw it out this morning and stretch it, beat on it a little bit, but it's clean now. Ready to go.
There you go. Well, we didn't have 2.5. We had 9.
I'm glad somebody got it. I prefer just the dusting. I don't like snow. I'm from the South. I guess I should be, you know, amazed when it does snow, but I never have cared for it. And, all I ever had to do was sweep or shovel driveway and porch and walkways and around the house growing up whenever we did have it. So it sort of put me in a bad mood about snow.
Grew up in Kentucky and West Virginia, so snow is just a something you just have to deal with and put up with. So it ain't good, it ain't bad, it just is.
I went and my off-center fed dipole for my HF rig. I had it tied down, and I went and got some buckets and got rock weight in them and dried it up the right way where it was a little looser and put them buckets on it so the trees started to sway and it moved some, but we never got any of that wind they were calling for.
It didn't get as bad as what they said. It got up to about 30, 35 a few times. But, no, it never got over that.
If I miss something, I just assume it'd be that. That ice and wind is a dangerous combination. Get those trees iced over and then wind starts blowing, they'll crack like a match.
Remember one thing. If it's man-made, it's going to break. If it's good stuff, it won't break for a good long while. But if it's junk, don't count on it past the time you get it put up. So, like I said, if it's man-made, it's going to break.
I'm ill, so I'm going to put it in the repeater, but I'll say 73. Good talk to you this morning. Thanks for the rest of your way. N4WHM, I'll be clear.
N4WHM. Be careful out there. Just watch for that. Watch for those little black slicky spots and black ice, bud. So just be careful. Be safe. And KN4 VWA, mobile and clear.
VWO monitoring.
For VWA. Give me that call sign one more time.
Is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey Oscar.
Okay. Got your license within the last year or so?
I got it a week and 2 days ago, actually.
Yeah, mine is KN4VWA, and I got mine about 3 years ago. So... yeah, they kind of run down through the alphabet. So where are you? What's your QTH?
Simpsonville, South Carolina, but I live in Clemson.
Okay. Well, this is Steve on this end, and I live 4 miles south of Highway 11 in Inman. And like I was telling the other gentleman there, we got 9 inches up here.
No, because we only got 5.5 inches over here.
Here, is that Clemson or is that Simpsonville?
Bill, I'm staying at my grandparents' house, so I've been here since the start of the snow.
Okay. All right. Helping the grandparents out with the snow situation?
My grandfather is sick, and so, he got COVID, so we need to be away from him. And we have plenty of stuff here, so we don't have a need to go out and get anything.
Hopefully you're prepared, and hopefully it won't hit him too hard, and he'll be okay real soon.
He doesn't have any symptoms, but I think he'll be fine. Because he's healthy, so I think he'll get over it pretty well.
That's good. All right. Well, good enough. Well, I just came up onto an area up here where the road is about a half a mile of black ice with a lot of shade, so I'm going to pay attention to what I'm doing. And good to talk to you this morning, and I'll let you go. 73's Bud, KN4VWA. I'm mobile.
Hope to talk to you down the line. KN4VWO, clear.
For FCM, KD4FDI.
For FCM.
Yeah, good morning.
boy, still, we had 9.5 inches here. How about you guys?
We had about 7 here in Easley. That's incredible. That's definitely a record for PR, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, most in 7 years. We're getting 2 more inches Friday night this week.
Sure if that was going to happen or not, but back-to-back snow in a week is pretty rare, isn't it?
Yeah, all models are in pretty much agreement. Thursday night, Friday, another 2 inches here. So, yeah, we're snowed in. Everything that was snow yesterday is ice. So, be a while before we'll be getting out. Got a dental appointment Thursday and a doctor appointment Monday, so got to get out by then.
I was going to ask you about your road going out. Is it all iced up and everything?
The car's going down Paris View. Looks pretty good. Driveway up here, there's all ice. Hey, Beamer got an award this morning. Should have said yesterday. Got the Spurrier Award, and he was so proud. Got that thing. He was really proud of it. Should have seen him receive it.
Yeah, that's good. I think he's going to get a lot more awards as time goes on. I think he's going to be a pretty good coach. I heard there's a rumor that he got he's going to get offered a Virginia Tech job.
Yeah, he turned that down. I saw him do that. Saw him live. He said he was honored, but that was his dad's legacy, and he wanted to make his own legacy. He said, I'm playing my own field, he said, so I want to build a legacy in South Carolina. I don't want to follow my father's legacy. So they tried, but he said, no, this is home. He's here.
Mark, you know, he's kind of been there, done that, at least his dad and everything, so that's good. He'll make a good home here at USC. So I tell you, the basketball team needs to start winning.
Yeah, the girls, you see them when they were dominant. I'll tell you, I was hoping you watched it. It was an incredible game. Guys got a game coming up, and the girls do too. So 2 more games coming up.
Our internet's down. We have our TV's connected to the internet now. It streams. That was down with the storm and stuff, so we couldn't watch it.
You got Charter Spectrum. You didn't go with them?
It's through the internet. They do a streaming service now.
Well, I didn't know that. Well, we've got the old-fashioned cable coming in. Do phone, internet, TV, all of them. So, yeah, so I've got it on the calendar when the guys play and the girls play. Both of them play.
Good. That's hard to have it written down. That way you know when they're playing. So we play Arkansas next, right?
Yeah, I think it's written over there on the calendar. I can't get to it right here and talk, but I think so. I'll text you and tell you.
Good. So, yeah, the kids had a lot of fun out in the snow. They did a bunch of sledding and made some new friends and everything.
They have quite a break, don't they? It's just going after the chickens is treacherous. They didn't come out all day yesterday. Finally, about 5 o'clock, they came out. They just stayed in all day long, didn't eat or drink.
When it's slow, that'd be a bad thing. So I'd wait till that snow melts. I think it's going to melt, you know, probably late afternoon today. Some more of it be melted.
It's going to be near 50, so a lot of it will be out here today. Yeah, it'll be a good day for it getting out of here. But probably 2 hour delay tomorrow if school's at all. So kids get a long break.
I know. Yeah, they're out of school today, too. So it's been nice. But, yeah, our road right that obviously refroze and stuff. Some of it's clear, but we haven't ventured out in 2 days, so.
Yeah, neither have we, so today will be out of here. I think tomorrow, Thursday, they said be the first day to get out, really. Hope they're right.
I think so. We'll go at it. But our road's heading out of our house. Some of it's iced and some of it's kind of clear, so I think we'll be all right.
Hey, it's pretty. Got some good pictures. You don't get to see my Facebook pictures anymore, so I missed that.
Sure do. I get on Angela's and I can look on it.
Yeah, hers, you didn't see it. Yeah, she feeling better? She over everything? You over everything? She feeling better now?
She said she's kind of been like that for a while. So she's fine. She's good. She sleeps in until 10 o'clock. Now she's not at work, but tomorrow she goes back to work, so.
All right, yeah, went through a little noise there, but you may have been in a bad spot. So she's over it pretty much, though, but goes back to work tomorrow?
She's over everything. She's fine. She's feeling pretty good and stuff. So she'll head back to work tomorrow. It's been a few weeks now.
Well, good. W4FCM for ID.
Well, good. I'm glad she got it quickly, and our neighbors have it. Hawaiian couple there behind us, they've got it.
It's just one of those things that I think everybody eventually probably gets, probably.
I think eventually everybody will have it, yeah. And Omicron doesn't really get your lungs too much, just mainly sore throat, headache, and congestion. So last about a day, it was gone, so not a big deal, really.
True. Something else, so. I'm heading up back in there. I had to step out of the house to hear you.
Hey, well, love you. Always good to hear you. Had it on, thinking maybe you'd be on. Just watching Engineering Marvels at Catastrophes. Unbelievable story on a town in Pennsylvania. They burned, you know, can't take too long here. They burned trash in a hole. They got a coal seam on fire. And it's a ghost town. They had to vacate the entire town because it burned the town down.
We got some interesting channels on all these. We have like three different channel or TV providers.
I can see it then. I'll text you when the ladies and guys play, but hey, good to hear you. I'm glad you got on. I was waiting for you. KD4FDI, W4FCM.
MKO4LAO.
Love you. Have a great day. W4FCM. This is KD4FDI.
W4HM. I haven't heard you on the HF or ages. You okay? W4FCM.
Traveler Stress, how you doing this morning?
You know, very well. My dipoles survived. They sagged way down. Thought I was going to lose them, but they all stayed up. I never hear you check in anymore. Your antennas stay up?
Got a storm, then I put it back up yesterday, but you're right. They sagged a lot more than I expected.
I didn't touch them. They sagged way down because I had a lot of slack in it. But if I had them tight, they'd probably snap. But I never hear you check in to HF anymore, Jim. W4FCM.
Busy doing Mars stuff, but I'll check back in. I actually checked in the other night, and they weren't even on the frequency.
Yeah, they're doing early net check-in, starting 6:30. By 6:45, they've shut it down now, so it's a very early check-in.
Well, that's the reason, then. So same frequency, just do it at 6:30, right?
Right, yeah, do anybody anywhere. They don't do alphabet anymore because the band goes so long. So about 6:30, anybody, anywhere. So I've done it over by 6:45, yeah.
Yeah, this evening then, if I get to, well, actually I can. I got a business meeting, but I'll note that and check in. I'm just going through a rough spot on the road here on State Park Road.
Yeah, I don't want you to wreck it. Be careful, Jim. But appreciate you getting mine back up that day, and I look forward to hearing you back on W4FCMTR.
MKO4LAO, have a great day, Fred. We'll talk to you soon.
Again, Jim, always good to hear you. KO4LAO, W4FCM sign.
BWO monitoring. 4BWO listening.
Yo, KO4LAO, how are you this morning?
Good, how are you doing?
Very well. I'm headed into Greenville this morning on State Park Road, and it's a little chilly.
Well, I'm just sitting here in my room. It is not chilly. It is warm.
Are you still in school?
But because of the black ice, they didn't want us going to school today. So I have, like, an e-learning day. So I pretty much just log on to my computer and do the work from there.
At least you guys have an option there, but y'all don't get many breaks from school now. They just say go to your computers and have a e-learning day or something, right?
Used to tack on an extra day, like in elementary school. They would just add an extra day to our calendar since we wouldn't have school. But whenever they got I don't know what it's called, but it passed through the board saying that they can assign us e-learning stuff so we don't have to go an extra day, which I think that's better because I don't like school as it is, and so it's just easier to do the little work instead of having to go do a full day's of work.
Play 73 to you this morning. Good to you, talk to you. I've got to pay attention to the road here. It's getting a little slick, and we'll talk to you soon. Tell me your call sign again.
It's Kilo Oscar 4. Victor Whiskey Oscar.
Victor Whiskey Oscar. This is KO4LAO, and it's good to talk to you this morning. 73's, my friend.
WO clear.